Vidya, Sawal Kiye Ja. I'm your host Vidya and this is the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid. After a fun show with second graders last week, we are back with our usual programming. But before we can begin, remember that you can listen to the show in three ways. On the radio, on 1550 AM, of course. Then you can go to radiozindagi.com and click on the live radio button. And you can also download the free Radio Zindagi mobile app. And if you want to participate on the show, please go to safarikidca.com to register. That's safarikidca.com. And the email contact for us is safariquizshow@gmail.com. Now, I just mentioned how you can listen to the show on the internet. The amazing thing is that people on the internet are listening to it from around the world, and one of them happens to be my mom. So let me take a moment to say, hi, Mom! With that, let's go over the rules one more time. We have three segments of 10 questions each on three different topics. Today's topics are travel, Harry Potter, and current events. Each correct answer gets 10 points on the first try. If the question passes, the answer gets 5 points. Wrong answers get minus 5. If the question comes to you because the first person who buzzed could not answer the question, you can choose to pass. And there's no penalty for passing a question. But remember this, if you buzz in first, and this is for the contestants in the studio, if you buzz in first, you have to answer the question. No passing. Anyway, passing will get you minus 5 points if you absolutely don't know. For the kids who are listening at home, as usual, I will have a listener question at the end of each round. So do keep listening and answer the question for a chance to win prizes. Today's contestants are Abhishek and Ojas. Our third contestant is missing in action at the moment. But if he shows up while we are having a chat, he's welcome to join. So let's talk first to Ojas. Ojas Upalekar. Welcome, Ojas.
Hi, I'm Ojas. I'm in fifth grade. I'm an 11 years old. Mm-hmm. And my birthday just came up on April 1st.
Happy birthday, if that wasn't an April Fool's joke. No. Huh? No. Is it funny having a birthday on April 1st?
It is. It feels good somehow.
Yeah, that's great. People aren't trying to make fools of you by giving you empty boxes as birthday
I've
presents.
I've actually got that once. I go to Dong Khao Jan School. And I'd like to thank Radio Zindagi and Safari Kids for putting me on the show.
Wow, well done. Well done, Ojas. So where is the school?
Dong Khao Jan is near Rivermark. It's kind of a small area. It's near the San Francisco Football Stadium, the new one.
What city does it fall under?
It falls under Santa Clara.
Falls under Santa Clara. Oh, okay. Oh, the new Niners Stadium is near the new Niners Stadium. Wow, you're going to get a lot of noise and traffic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you tell us that one of your interests is watching the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So are you going to use binoculars to watch from your house?
It's too far away and the stadium's too tall.
Yeah, so you can't peek over.
So you can't peek over.
Unless you have a helicopter. So what's your favorite NFL team?
The 49ers.
Yeah? Woohoo, go Niners!
Yeah.
So do you think they're going to make the playoffs this year?
Mm-hmm.
No? All right. Let's hope you're right. And the other thing you say is you like reading.
Yes,
so what's your favorite
like
book?
I like reading many authors, normally fiction or realistic fiction.
Mm-hmm.
So like if it involves real life kind of thing, like...
Rescues.
I also like reading like mythology, like Egyptian or Greek, and it's really fun to read. Like it takes you in a whole new world.
I think mythology, Michael, is a pretty favorite topic of many of our contestants, and we have to do another one. This time maybe we'll do Egyptian. Let's see if our kids are interested in that. That's wonderful. So let's go to our next contestant, Abhishek Subban. Abhishek, hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm Abhishek. I'm 11 years old, and in fifth grade I live in Los Altos, which is a very rich neighborhood, but I'm
thank
not
you
rich.
For letting us know.
And I go to Santa Rita School.
Santa Rita School, and you said that one of your interests is making the earth green. So what do you do personally to do that? How do you do that?
Switching off lights, and recycling more often, all those things.
Yeah, I think switching off lights is a really, really important thing for people to do. I don't think people realize it enough.
Especially in offices during the night.
Especially in offices during the night, or having motion sensor lights so that when nobody is there, then the lights turn off by themselves. But even if we cultivate a habit of switching off the light when we leave the room, That's great, right? Because sometimes there are lots of lights in our house that are on for no reason at all. So motion sensors are a great idea, and of course being conscious about it is wonderful. So I'm so glad that a young person like you, Abhishek, is interested in making the earth green. Is it reduce, reuse, recycle? Is that the motto?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, so wonderful. So we have Abhishek and Ojas. In the pre, we don't have a third contestant. That was you supposed to be Sameer Jha. But Sameer, if you're listening, if you're on your way, please let me know. Our phone number at the studio is 510-770-1550. That's 510-770-1550. So let us know where you are and what you're up to. But in the meantime, in the pre-show practice, that round that we did, I found that Ojas and Abhishek are really, really well informed. So I think this is going to be a rapid show. I'm beginning to get a little worried that my questions are way too easy. So we'll see. So as I said, our topics today are travel, Harry Potter and current events, and we'll begin with the travel round. Now let me remind the kids in the studio again, press your buzzer, don't answer till I have picked which of you is going to answer. The buzzer, the mechanism that I have in front of me, whoever presses first. Oh, you can hear. Can my listeners listen to some banging in the background? It's not the kids banging their heads out of frustration or the producer. It's just some construction happening in the background. So I apologize for that. So, are you banging your head?
Is Michael?
We'll see. Maybe after the first round. After the first round. So, when you press the buzzer mechanism in front of me lights up the one who has buzzed in first. Even though sometimes both of you may feel that you press the buzzer at the same time, the machine can detect that infinitesimal difference. So who's the color is, we have yellow for Abhishek and purple for Ojas. And whichever color lights up, that person gets to answer. So don't jump the gun. Okay? With that, let's begin. Our first question in our travel segment. This longest river in the world can be found in Egypt.
Nile.
Nile is right. Let me, Abhishek, wait for me to ask you. And yes, Abhishek buzzed in first. Is your thing connected? Yes.
Yeah.
It is. Okay. All right. The first 10 points go to Abhishek for getting Nile right. Okay. Question number 2. Travel. Remember, travel is a category. The Taj Mahal is in this city in India.
Agra, India.
Agra, India is right. And that 10 points goes to Ojas. See what I mean, Michael? These kids are super bright. Question number 3. This city is considered the largest metro in the world in terms of population.
Tokyo.
I didn't even have to give the second part of the answer. I was going to say capital city of Japan, but I just waited because I had a feeling these kids knew it. Fantastic. Question number 4. Super easy. So hands on buzzers. Man, these kids are bright today. This country is also a continent. Yes.
United States of America.
Give me 5 points for that's the wrong answer. This country is also a continent. 5 points to back from Abhishek. Question passes to Ojas.
Australia.
Australia is right, and for getting that right, Ojas gets 5 points. Question number 5. The English Channel separates southern England from this country.
France
is right. Again, I didn't have to give the supplemental answer, which was those capitalist Paris. Wow. Question number 6. This sea, also known as the Sea of Salt, borders Jordan and Israel.
Mm-hmm. Dead Sea.
Whoa! We have some champions in the studio today. 10 more points to Abhishek. Okay, question number 7. Name the longest continental mountain range in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Andes Mountains in South America. Here you go. 10 points to Ojas. Wow, this is a close game. Okay, question number 8. The flag of this country features a maple leaf.
Canada
is right. 10 points to Abhishek.
Good job.
Thank you.
Okay, question number 9. We're almost coming to the end of the round. You can see the rapidity with which everybody answered the questions today. This explorer's Spanish name was Cristobal Colon.
Christopher Columbus.
Good guess, and that is correct for 10 more points to Abhishek.
I didn't get that one.
Yeah.
Question number 10, last question in our travel round, and that may be just banging his head because he didn't get the last one.
I didn't get it.
It is.
This European city has the Big Ben clock tower. London. Yes, London is right. And Ojal beats the buzzer to get 10 more points. And with that, we come to the end of our very first round, which was the travel round. And let's go to our listener question. We're going to tote up the points after the break. But before that, let's go to our listener question. The geyser known as... Oh, before that, let me give out a question. Give out a phone number. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. And the question, and the listener question for our travel round is, this geyser, the geyser known as Old Faithful is found in this U.S. National Park. The geyser known as Old Faithful is found in this U.S. National Park. Our phone number again is 510-770-1550. I'm sorry, Ojas, but we are not taking the contestants' answers for this one. Let's go to our first caller. Jeeja Sawal Keecha, welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kiran.
Kiran. And Kiran, what's your answer?
My answer is that Old Faithful is located in Yellowstone National Park.
Okay, she says Yellowstone. Let's go to our next caller. Hello, welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Who's this?
This is Roshni.
Roshni. And Roshni, what's your answer?
Yellowstone National Park.
Okay, how about our next caller? Hi, welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Who's
Hello.
This?
Hi. My name is Eshna.
Eshna.
And I'm 9.
9 years old. Wonderful, Eshna. And what's your answer?
My answer is Yellowstone National Park.
Thank you, Eshna. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Ooh, we have feedback. Turn the radio down, please. And what's your name?
My name is Rohan.
Rohan.
And I am 10 years old. And the answer is Yellowstone National Park.
Thank you, Rohan. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Who's this?
This is Aditya.
Aditya. And Aditya, what's your answer?
Yellowstone National Park.
Thank you. And let's go to our next caller. Hi. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Mayuka.
Menka?
Yes, Mayuka.
I'm sorry. Could you spell
I
that?
Think the geyser is in Yellowstone National Park.
That's your answer. And what's your name?
Mayuka.
Mayurka.
Huh?
Did I get that right? Mayurka?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a lovely name. All right, let's go to our next caller. We lost that caller. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
Hi, I'm Nikki Rao, and... The answer is Yellowstone National Park.
Is that Nikhil? Is your name?
Nisha.
Nisha. Sorry, I almost wrote that down as Nikhil. All right, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Shomi.
Shomi, okay.
And the answer is Yellowstone.
Thank you, Shomi. And let's see, we have room for two more calls. Let's take the next caller. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
Yash.
Yash.
And the answer is Yellowstone National Park.
Thank you, Yash. And let's go to our last caller for this particular question. Who's this? Hi, you're on air.
Hi, my name is Sony.
Sony.
And the answer is Yellowstone National Park.
Thank you, Sony. And that's our last caller for this travel round. If you've missed out on calling us on this round or you've been on waiting on hold, don't worry. We have two more rounds, two more listener questions on the way. Be sure to get in quick next time. With that, we are going to go and take a break. Jeeja Sawal Keecha. Jeeja Sawal Keecha. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host, Vidya, and I'm here with two super bright contestants. Two, you say? Why not three? Where is the third contestant? Sameer, if you're listening to the show, I am very, 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 very mad. How can you forget the Safari Quiz Show? Okay, we hope to see you in the studio on a future date. But in the meantime, we have two contestants here, Ojas and Abhishek, who are just really, really bright. I'm beginning to get worried for my questions. Honestly, you guys are too good. And we're running out of 10-point counters. So now is the time we're going to figure out who is going to be the winner of our first listener question. And that is Yash. Congratulations, Yash. If you're listening to the show, please write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Okay, now it's time to see how many points our contestants in the studio have. No. First tell me how many points you have.
35 points.
35 points. And how many points does Abhishek have?
55.
Wow.
20 points again.
20 points. Oh, come on. Easy to make up, right? We have 20 more questions left and absolutely no problem. But this is a really high scoring round because you guys got pretty much everything right. So that's fantastic. Okay. Let's go to our second round now, which is the Harry Potter round. I know that some of the kids listening to our show are really young, but I also know that a lot of kids start reading Harry Potter really early. I've even known of kids who start reading Harry Potter when they're 4 years old. So these questions are pretty easy, so you can play along at home as well. Don't worry about it, okay? Kids in the studio, ready? Hands on buzzers. All right, first question in our Harry Potter round. What is the full name of Harry Potter's red-headed friend? Yes, Abhishek.
Ron.
Beep. Question passes to Ojas.
Ronald Arthur Weasley?
Well, the middle name is wrong, but Ron Weasley was what I was looking for, so 5 points to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, question number two. What is the. Again, hands on buzzers is an easy question, but so whoever beats the buzzer is probably going to get it. What is the name of the second Harry Potter book?
Mm-hmm. Chamber of Secrets.
Chamber of Secrets is right. 10 more points to Ojas. Abhishek, you might want to keep your points away so that we don't mix them up. Okay, question number three. What is at the core of Harry's wand?
Mm-hmm. A phoenix feather.
A phoenix feather. Awesome. See, you're making up, Ojas.
Thank you.
All right. Question number four. What is Harry's Patronus?
Mm-hmm. A stag.
Abhishek says he hasn't read all the Harry Potter books, but he has seen the movies, so he's doing really well. Well done. Okay, question number five. What is the name of Harry's awful cousin?
Dudley.
I see Abhishek.
Dudley.
Dudley Dursley is right. 10 points to Abhishek. Question number six. What is the name of the ghost who haunts the girls' bathroom?
Moaning Myrtle.
Very good. Okay, question number seven. Who does Harry marry in the last book?
Ginny Weasley?
Yes, that is correct. 10 points to Ojas. Question number eight. Three more questions in this round. What kind of creature is Dobby?
An elf.
A house elf. A house elf, says Ojas. Question passed to him because...
Five.
You are so honest.
You're quite right.
5 points to Ojas. Question number nine. What is the name of the language of snakes that Harry can speak?
Parseltongue
is right. 10 points to Ojas. And the last question in this round. Before we get to the listener questions, I'm sure our listeners are eagerly waiting to see what that question is. But here's the last question in this round. Tom Riddle's diary contains a part of Voldemort's soul, as do several other objects. What's the name given to them? Question passes to Abhishek.
Horcruxes.
That's right. 5 points to Abhishek. And Abhishek almost gave away the answer. Fantastic. Again, I think a very close round and the points are probably close. Kids, don't count them just yet. We're going to announce that after the break. But let's go to our listener question. Okay, is everybody ready listening at home for the listener question? My phone number is 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. And this is our second listener question on the Harry Potter category. Which house did the Sorting Hat suggest for Harry Potter the first time? Which house did the Sorting Hat suggest for Harry Potter the first time? And our phone number again is 510-770-1550. And our kids in the studio are feeling so annoyed that they can't answer this question. But sorry, kids, this is the listener question. Okay, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on air. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kiran.
Kiran. What's your answer, Kiran?
So the first time the Sorting Hat sorted Harry, it wanted to put him into the house Slytherin.
Okay, Kiran. Kiran says Slytherin. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
Hi, this is Mayurka again.
Mayurka, okay.
And the first time the Sorting Hat sorted Harry into Slytherin.
Thank you, Mayurka. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Vishal.
Vishal?
And the first time the Sorting Hat sorted Harry Potter into Slytherin.
Is that Vishal?
Yes.
Thank you, Vishal. Hi, you're on air.
Aditya.
Hi, Aditya. What's your answer?
Slytherin.
Aditya says Slytherin as well. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
My name is Roshni.
Roshni.
Okay, and Roshni. My answer is Slytherin.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav.
Yes, Gaurav.
And the answer is Slytherin.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
It's Stuti.
Stuti?
And the answer is Slytherin.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
Art.
Parth. Who's this?
My name is Anish. My answer is Slytherin.
Anish says Slytherin. Let's go to our next caller. Then this is our last but one caller. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
Ishan, and the answer is Slytherin House.
Thank you, Ishan. Let's go to our last caller for this round. Hi, you're on air.
Hello, my name is Anoop.
Anoop.
And my answer is Slytherin.
Thank you, Anoop. And with that, we come to the end of this listener's round. Don't worry if you're not getting through. We have another round and another question available. We're going to take a break now. And when we come back, we'll see how our students, how our contestants in the studio are doing, as well as who won the listener round question for the second question in the listener's round. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya, and today I have Ojas and Abhishek with me in the studio, and they're doing really, really well. So well, in fact, that I am running out of 10-point tokens. That really shows how good they are. I don't even have a third contestant in the studio, so they are just cleaning me out. So let's see who won our listener question first, and that is Anish. Anish, if you're listening to the show, you know what to do. I think you've won in the past, but here's our email, safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. So please do write to us, and we'll get your prize to you as soon as we can. And let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Ojas, how many points do you have?
85 points.
85, from 35 to 85. So that was a big haul in the last event.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Abhishek, how many points do you have? Abhishek is still counting. That's good.
90.
90. Oh, my goodness. We might end this game with a tiebreaker. So I have to have a few more questions ready. All right. I do. I have some tiebreaker questions. Okay. So 85 and 90. You can see this is really, really close. So now we come to the tough current events category. So let's see how the kids do in that. They just was so good on the travel and the Harry Potter category. But now we have current events. And let's see if they've been paying attention in the last week. Ready? Hands on buzzers. Remember, pressing the buzzer is fast is your ticket to getting a question right, getting to answer the question. All right. First question in the current events category. This former Prime Minister of Britain, known as the Iron Lady, passed away last week.
Mm-hmm. Margaret Thatcher.
Margaret Thatcher says Ojas. And Ojas, you know you don't have to wait for the question to finish before buzzing. If you know the answer, you can buzz earlier too.
Oh, okay.
It's just a little risk. Oh, yeah, you can answer. Oh, my goodness. Did I not mention that?
No.
Duh me. No. You can buzz in at any time. But no. I won't continue with the question. Mm-hmm. I'll just stop there and then you have to answer based on whatever you've heard so far.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's the risk. Okay. Question number two. A powerful earthquake struck this country.
Japan.
Ooh, that was a good guess, but that was not my question. Oh. So 5 points from me, from you, Ojas. This was last week, and my follow-up to that is, whose capital is Tehran?
Mm-hmm. Iran.
Iran. So that is 10 points to Abhishek. Okay, question number three. The best-selling car in the world last year, believe it or not, was the Focus made by this car company.
Mm-hmm. Ford.
Ford is right. 10 more points to Abhishek. Ojas, you have to catch up. We have 7 more questions. Question number 4. This famous science museum in San Francisco is...
Is it the Academy of Sciences?
Good. Again, risk-taking, but not correct. I'll finish out the question. This famous science museum in San Francisco is opening in its new home on Pier 15 next week. Mm-hmm. Abhishek, do you have a guest to offer?
California Academy of Sciences,
that's what I said.
And then you give me 5 points too. The answer is the Exploratorium.
Oh, but that's already there.
No, April 15th was its new home. Let's go. Okay, question number 5. This car maker who makes the Odyssey and the Accord.
Mm-hmm. Honda.
Honda is right. Had to recall several cars because of faulty airbags. That was the rest of my question. Question number 6. Scientists have discovered that the rings of this planet are dropping water into its atmosphere.
Jupiter?
5 points from Abhishek. That was not correct. Question passes
Uranus?
To Ojas. No, it is Saturn. Five more points. 5 points from Ojas too. Question number 7. A new tree living variety of this quill bearing animal has been found. It has quills. A new tree living variety of this quill bearing animal has been found. An animal that has quills.
Quills.
Is
it a porcupine?
A porcupine is correct. 10 points to Abhishek. I think that was an educated guess and a good one. Question number 8. This South Korean musician is getting ready to release a new single. Yes. 10 points to Ojas, who buzzed in first. 2 more questions. Are we going to have a tie? Let's see. Question number 9. This social media company is launching a special app that can turn some smartphones into special phones that are better connected.
Facebook.
Facebook is right. 10 points to Abhishek.
Was it the Facebook Home?
Facebook Home is the app.
Yes.
Question number 10. This popular coffee company is cutting the prices of its packaged coffee in grocery stores.
Is it Starbucks?
It is Starbucks. That was a good guess. 10 more points to Abhishek. All right, with that we come to the end of this episode of the Safari Quiz Show. We have time for our listener question now. Let's go to our listener question in the current events category. This country is celebrating New Year this week with a big 3-day festival that includes water fights with elephants spraying water on people. The festival is called Songkran. This country is celebrating New Year this week with a big 3-day festival that includes water fights with elephants spraying water on people. The festival is called Songkran. Our phone number is 510-770-1550. Okay, we go to our first caller. Hi, you're on air. Can you turn down your radio, please? Hi, you're on air. Who's this? Yes, what's your name?
Hello, my name is Rohan.
Yes, Rohan.
And is the answer India?
The answer is India, says Rohan. Okay. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
Hi.
Yes.
My name's Kiran, and I think the answer is Thailand.
Kiran says Thailand, so we have India and Thailand. Let's see. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
Hi, Mayuka again, and the answer is Thailand.
Who's this?
Mayuka.
Menka?
Mayurka.
Okay. Mayurka. Right. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
This is Anchit.
Anchit? Okay.
Yeah.
And what's your answer, Anchit?
India.
Anchit says India. Okay, we have 2 answers now. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Shraddha.
Shraddha. Hi, Shraddha. And what's your answer?
And my answer is India.
Shraddha says India. All right, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
Hi, I was just wondering who won for listener question number 1.
The listener question number 1 was won by Yash, and the question number 2 was won by Anish. Who's calling? Are you ready to answer this question?
Yes.
Who's this?
Somi.
Yes, Somi. And what's your answer?
India.
Somi says India. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
I'm Ayushi.
Ayushi?
Yes.
And your answer, Ayushi, is?
Thailand.
Thailand says Ayushi. Let's go to the next caller. Hi, you're on air.
My name is Anoop.
Anoop? And your answer, Anoop, is?
Hi,
Thailand.
Anoop says Thailand. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air. Hi, welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Gaurav.
Yes, Gaurav. And what's your answer?
Thailand.
Gaurav says Thailand. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
Hi, my name is Shamit.
Shamit. Hi, Shamit. And what's your answer?
The answer is Thailand.
Shamit also says Thailand. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
Yash, and the answer is Thailand.
Yash says Thailand. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
Hello, my name is Roshni.
Yes, Roshni. And your answer is?
Thailand.
Roshni also says Thailand. Let's go to the next caller.
Hello, my name is Tanush.
Tanush?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is Thailand.
Thank you, Tanush. We have with that. Tanush is a new caller. I haven't heard his name before. Hi, you're on air. Hey, let's go to our next caller. Hello.
Hello, my name is Nisha and the answer is Thailand.
Nisha says Thailand too. Okay, one last caller before we take our break. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Amit. And Amit? The answer is Thailand.
Is that Amit or Anoop?
Amrit.
Amrit. Okay, thank you, Amrit. And with that, we come to the end of the listener question challenge for this round. And this was the last listener question. When we come back from our break, we'll see who won our studio challenge and who won our third listener challenge. This is Vidya saying, Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja.
Hey, Anju, do you know any good preschool and after-school program where I can put my kids? Why don't you...
Sawal Kiye Ja!
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We just finished our episode for today and now it's time to announce the winners. First, the winner of our listener challenge, the third one, which is Tanush. Tanush, you called for the first time and you won a prize. That's fantastic. Congratulations. And you please write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. So that's fantastic. And our three winners today, let me repeat the names. First round was Yash, second round was Anish, and third round was Tanush. All of you, please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com to claim your prizes. And before I announce the winner of today's show, let me mention that Safari Kid, the preschool and after-school program that sponsors this show, has a new branch now in Dublin. So now they have 11 locations around the Bay Area. So please do check out more information about the Safari Kid program at safarikidca.com, safarikidca.com. That's also the site where you go to register for this show if you want to participate. And I think some of our really bright listeners must be really wanting to participate. So let me tell you, it's really easy. We've had so many contestants in the show and every one of them wants to come back because it's so much fun. Okay, so let's see how many points our two contestants have and who is our winner for today. Ojas, how many points do you have?
I have 90 points.
90, that's a really large score. So let's see how much Abhishek has.
140.
Wow!
Years.
140 points is a new record for the show. We must mention that we did have only two contestants in this show today, but even then Abhishek did really, really well, especially in the current events where he took a lot of calculated guesses and he was lucky that they were right, and that's what we reward on the show, which is risk taking. So Abhishek, congratulations. Let's all give him a big round of applause. Well done, well done, well done. So Abhishek, would you consider coming back to the show?
Oh yes, definitely.
Wonderful. So let's see what we can do next week in terms of getting some more champion students on the show. So they did really, really well. So with that, we come to the end of today's show. The show was produced by Michael and Anu and the theme music was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host Vidya saying, Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja! Oh.